USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders.
MS-13 has been a problem for our country for a long time. We've taken them out by the thousands.
The president, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, also says many of those being arrested are being deported to their countries of origin.
ICE has deported over 16,000 gang members and arrested over 2,000 members of MS-13.
President Trump spending his afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, discussing infrastructure. Democrats are pushing the Senate to approve the HEROES Act, which cleared the Democratic-led House 2 months ago.
In that 2 months, so much has happened in our country that could have been prevented had the Republicans not called for a pause.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking there in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A win for the pro-life movement, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues.
Former White House physician Ronnie Jackson is one step closer to winning a seat in Congress. Jackson was the winner of the House GOP primary runoff in Texas's 13th congressional district. As far as why Jackson's running, he tells Fox News,
I just got into this race because I'm just disgusted with what's going on in our country, and I think a lot of folks are. I've been frustrated for a long time about the lack of support that the president has. He needs some folks in there that are going to get in there, they're going to have his back, that are going to help him with his Keep America Great, America First agenda.
President Trump did call and congratulate Jackson as well. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Promising news regarding a coronavirus vaccine, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly 24 possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world.
The city of Seattle is hiring social justice advocates to staff its administrative offices, and unlike private sector jobs, these positions aren't subject to the city's new tax on six-figure salaries. Library administrators, public utility employees, and city auditors are just some of the positions Seattle is hiring for that have prerequisites of advancing racial and social justice equality, according to the city's job postings. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.